Shalom. This memorial site was established by the fighters of the Reconnaissance Company of the 7th Armored Brigade in memory of their comrades who were killed in action in the Yom Kippur War in 1973. Just down the road from this memorial is the Druze village of Bukata. Further north, the Hermon mountain range can be seen. Toward the east rises Mount Hermonit with its distinctive double peaks. Syria lies just beyond this mountain. On October 6, 1973, the Syrian army launched a surprise attack against Israel. The 7th Brigade was given the responsibility over the northern front of the Golan and led tough defensive battles against the massive forces of the Syrian army. Most of the battles took place south of Mount Hermonit, in an area to become known later as the Valley of Tears. On October 9th, the fourth day of the war, the Syrians deployed their best units in a last-ditch effort to break the determination of the 7th Brigade. Part of their plan was to send a Syrian commando unit, well-armed with anti-tank weapons, to this front. The unit arrived to the north of Mount Hermonit, beyond the road in the orchards in front of you, and was heading south to the Valley of Tears. The plan of the Syrians was to attack the tanks of the 7th Brigade from behind, destroy them from short range, and bring about the collapse of the brigade's defense line. Their goal was to break open the road for the oncoming Syrian tanks. The 7th Brigade commander ordered the reconnaissance company to move in the direction of the Druze village of Bukata and to confront infantry forces that were spotted in the area. These were the Syrian commando units. Listen to voices on the radio giving this order. The reconnaissance company, with its 10 armored personnel carriers, moved quickly along the road from Kibbutz Merom Golan past this very spot and turned east through the village of Bukata. This road was codenamed Fiddle on the maps. At the eastern edge of the village, the company commander encountered the devastation of dead and injured fighters of a Golani infantry unit. Its soldiers signaled him towards the east. He understood the signal and dispersed his unit for the attack. Suddenly, in front of him, in an open tomato field, dozens of Syrian commando fighters stood up and opened fire. The 10 APCs spread out like a fan, with 3 machine guns on each vehicle, each one spitting fire at a rate of 2,000 bullets per minute. The unit created a hail of fire with a total of 20,000 bullets per minute, attacking the Syrian commando unit with a vengeance. The APCs quickly advanced in the field, shooting and destroying the enemy as they went. The Syrian attempts to launch anti-tank missiles aimed at the APCs were thwarted. The constant machine gun fire from the APCs and the experienced drivers who ran over the commando fighters with their vehicle tracks made it impossible for the Syrians to launch their deadly missiles. Listen to the radio recording describing the attack. Despite the determination and speed of the attack, an anti-tank missile hit one of the APCs and injured the driver, the commander, and another soldier. The deputy commander was hit in the head by a bullet and died. The Syrian commando force, badly hit, disappeared from the field. The remaining APCs retreated while gathering the wounded and the dead of the Golani unit and their own and hurried to the divisional medical evacuation station at the Vasit Junction west of Kibbutz Merom Golan. Listen to the radio report describing the events.
Yes, I'm sorry.
At the spot where this memorial now stands, these APCs that were driving along this road came under fire from several Syrian anti-tank missiles that were launched from the east side of the road. Many APCs were hit, some of which were loaded with injured and dead soldiers. The company commander mistook the hit as coming from a single lone anti-tank team and decided to eliminate it with his APC and two others that were available. Listen to the report of the commander.
Captain Cole, the prevails on the Syrian hall, Sinani Bukata, the Mirahlo, the Makmahuliat Bazooka, and in the gas at the Pelbar Hall.
The field, however, was full of Syrian anti-tank commando units moving south to destroy the few surviving tanks from the 7th Brigade still fighting desperately against the attacking Syrian armor. The Syrian commandos identified the three APCs and tricked them into entering the field, and then the APCs opened up with deadly anti-tank fire against them. Two APCs were immediately hit, with 8 soldiers killed and 4 wounded. The company commander was among the dead. The rest of the company APCs, far away at the Wasit Junction, heard the cries for help on the radio. Under full power, driving along the road as fast as they could, the company's remaining APCs responded immediately to the distress calls of their comrades and sped towards Bukata. Two additional company APCs that were serving as a guard unit for the brigade commander were released upon request by the brigade commander and joined their colleagues. The APCs arrived separately, each entering the battlefield upon arrival and firing at the Syrians mercilessly. The battle was different this time. The terrain was harder to move in, and the APCs arrived in waves of 2 and 3, rather than a fast and concentrated force of intense firepower by all 10 APCs. The Syrian anti-tank units hit the APCs repeatedly. The soldiers retaliated with heavy fire and never gave up their attempts to rescue their trapped comrades. But it was all in vain. The deputy company commander was killed, together with other team commanders, and many soldiers were wounded. The soldiers in the APCs kept striking at the Syrian commandos, doing their utmost to rescue their comrades. The remaining APCs persisted in their immense efforts, but were unable to reach their comrades. One APC after another entered the battlefield, only to be hit and left burning. This scene was repeated over and over and over again. The company lost 24 soldiers in these rescue attempts, but eventually, with incredible determination and despite their losses, they managed to prevent the Syrian commandos from fulfilling their mission. Meanwhile, south of Mount Hermonit, the drive by the Syrian tanks was also thwarted by the IDF, and the Syrian troops were ordered to pull back their tanks. A day later, the IDF launched a counterattack into Syria, with the 7th Brigade leading the battle. At the ceasefire, the Israeli tanks were poised a mere 43 kilometers outside the Syrian capital of Damascus. The veterans of the reconnaissance company of the 7th Armored Brigade remember their fallen comrades with deep sorrow and share the pain of their comrades wounded in action.